everyone, and welcome to From Walt to Wizards.
And everything in between.
This episode is going to be another quick little snapshot of what we ate.
On our last trip.
This is going to be another receipt roulette episode where we talk real quick about a place that we've eaten.
Yeah, on our most recent trip.
So will you do the honors?
All right, I'm going to draw
again. Shaking them up.
This one's not moving. That's the one I want. I don't know what it is. Here we go.
All right, what is it?
Crystal Palace.
Oh, I have thoughts. Why don't you explain to them what Crystal Palace is?
It is a restaurant in the Magic Kingdom. Like it says, it's Crystal Palace. Lots of big windows, beautiful skylights. It is absolutely gorgeous inside. Usually a buffet, but right now it is a prefixed menu. I don't know that it says it on the menu, but it isn't all you care to enjoy. It's not served family style. You pick your entree, and then that's the one you get to keep enjoying.
Yes, yeah.
You can't switch from one entree to another.
It's basically like you can just keep asking for seconds of your own thing. Do you remember how much this was?
It was $39 a person, $39.99 or $39.50 a person per adult. It's $23 per child.
Came with your drinks, came with your appetizers, your meal, and your dessert.
It says pick one appetizer.
Yeah.
But we got both.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's something they do if you're a single diner. If you're there by yourself.
Oh, maybe.
You know what I'm saying? Since there were two of us, and it's all you care to enjoy, they just assumed we each wanted something different so we could each have both up. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. I did know. I mean, but they did that to every table in there.
Yeah.
So it could just be, meh, here's some bread and some salad.
Yeah.
But while we're talking about the salad, you don't eat salad? You don't like salad?
No.
I like salad. This salad was not it. It was not good. The dressing was almost non-existent, and it wasn't good. The only thing that even tasted remotely okay on it was the candied walnuts
on the salad.
Yeah, so I took two bites of it, and then I just...
Nah.
Yeah, she picked it up. She was like, oh, do you not like it? And I was like, no, I'm sorry. No. However, the bread.
Yeah, they had plain cornbread, and then cornbread that had, what was it, like chives and bacon in it? Was it jalapenos? Mm-hmm. I thought it was like chives, like little pieces of green onion.
Either way.
But it was both good.
Really good. Like, we asked for more of that. And they were tiny little, they were like one bite cornbreads, kind of.
Yeah, they were little mini muffin-sized cornbread muffins.
Yeah, I mean, I could have eaten those all night just for my meal. They were that good. As for our actual meal...
I got the prime rib.
I got the pork chop. You want to talk about your prime rib?
So, I got the fire-roasted prime rib, and it came with au gratin potatoes, asparagus, red wine au jus, and horseradish cream. So, you could kind of mix and match what you wanted to dip your steak into. It was cooked to whatever doneness you wanted it to be. And I will say, I really didn't care for the au gratin potatoes. They were very sour creamy. I'm not a huge sour cream person, so that was not for me.
Right.
But the prime rib itself, whatever they had it crusted in when they roasted it originally, was awesome. The au jus was, which is what I prefer with my prime rib, was awesome as well. It was cooked how I wanted it to be. Very good. Very good meal.
I tried yours, and it was good. It was so good. I mean, I didn't have that kind of expectation for this meal.
Yeah.
And it was good. I got the brown sugar glazed pork chop. It came with a sweet potato and candied pecans and onions and spiced apple reduction. Some broccoli. They threw some broccoli on there too. The pork itself was really good, really nice. You could really taste all of those
different flavors. I tried it. It almost had a sweet flavor to it from the glaze.
The sweet potato that came with it was also really good.
Yeah. I think I ended up eating most of the sweet potato.
We traded. I gave you the sweet potato and I took the au gratin because I do like au gratin. But you are right. It was very sour creamy. I would have liked more cheese compared to the sour cream. The meat itself was very good.
Yeah. And the main courses were excellent.
Yeah. So much so that we got a second of the prime rib and we just kind of shared that.
Yeah. And they asked if I wanted the whole plate or just a steak. And I said, just a steak is all we really want. But they brought us a whole plate anyway.
Yeah. So combined, I think both the meats were totally delicious.
Yes.
The sweet potato was a winner. The broccoli was okay, but that out of everything we got, I think that those were the best. I could
and leave... the cornbread.
Oh yes, and the cornbread. I could leave the au gratin, the salad.
I was torn. I'm glad I got the prime rib because
yeah.
It was a very good steak, but as far as everything else that came with it except for the au jus, I could have done without. I came close to getting the catfish, blackened catfish and shrimp. But I knew you wouldn't want to, that wouldn't have been your jam. So as far as us sharing it.
Listen, you could have gotten it if you wanted to. I know. I wouldn't have put that. I mean, I would have probably made a face, be like, ew, really?
Yeah.
But no. Maybe if we go again,
yeah.
I'll get the rib.
But they have cheese grits. It came with cheese grits.
Ooh. That does sound good.
Obviously, the fish and the shrimp, all of that, that's my shrimp and grits. I like that kind of thing. You not so much.
No, but okay because they have other things. Yeah. And that's one thing I will say. They have something for everyone, I think.
Yeah.
When you listen to this, whenever you're listening to it, double check and see if it's still a prefix meal or if it's a buffet again.
Yeah.
Because if it is a buffet again, you can pick and choose what sides you want with your meat. So, and I'm sure if you asked your waiter, you know, can I have this side instead? I'm sure they would do that no problem.
I don't know. They're just plate after plate of this stuff on that. The way it looked like, we have some video clips you can see if you check it out on YouTube, but they have like plates of each of these things lined up going out the tables. So they're just making them because it's a prefixed meal. They're just making the plate one identical to the next.
Well, they do. But at the same time, they can be like, hey, yo, pass me a sweet potato.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would be a big deal if you said, hey, I really don't want this. Could I sub this out? And I'm sure they would do it.
I'm sure they would too.
So let's talk about probably the most disappointing thing.
I don't know if it's the most disappointing, but it's...
It was for me.
For what it is, it was.
So along with this meal, you get a dessert, but not just one dessert.
You get all the desserts they offer.
Four mini desserts. I can't remember what they were all called off the top of my head. Do you have that list?
It's a family style dessert platter. So it comes with a banana cream pie, which is kind of Tigger themed. That's another thing I didn't mention earlier. This is kind of themed around Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah.
During normal times, this is a character meal.
Yes.
But there are no characters here right now. They have a banana cream pie, which is kind of Tigger themed, hummingbird cake, a honey of a chocolate cupcake, and peach cobbler with a cream sauce.
All of these had like a honey
theme.
So like the cupcake had honey caramel inside of it. But all in all,
the cupcake itself was kind of dry.
Very dry.
The caramel
was okay.
With it being made out of honey was kind of
odd.
Weird.
Yeah.
It came with a ton of icing on top, which is never my favorite with a cupcake anyway.
And normally I like icing, but this icing was just kind of bland to me.
Yeah.
The hummingbird cake was kind of the same. It had a lot of, which hummingbird cake has nuts in it, but to me, it just wasn't good. It wasn't something that
I would have ordered for myself. Yes,
exactly.
In fact, none of these desserts were really anything I would order for myself.
You liked the peach cobbler.
I like the peach cobbler well enough.
I don't like peach cobbler.
It's not my favorite cobbler. It's a really popular cobbler, but to me, if you're having cobbler, blackberry's where it's at.
Oh, yeah. Delicious. The cream sauce that you poured on it, that was pretty decent.
Yeah.
It made it a little bit better, I think. And what was the last one?
And the last one was the best, the banana cream pie. I really liked it.
I would say out of all of them, it was definitely the best, like you said.
Yeah, it was almost like a banana pudding more so than a banana cream pie to me.
Yeah, so to me, they put banana cream pudding with some bananas, right, in a crust and put some like colored whipped cream on top.
Yeah, it was really tasty.
Yeah, but again, not something I would ever be like, oh, let's go to Crystal Palace because they have that banana pudding thing.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, I can't say 100% that I would go there for anything other than their prime rib or their pork chop. And I would have to seriously consider whether or not going for $40 would be worth it.
We should have asked for the plant-based option dessert.
What was it?
Strawberry shortcake, vanilla cake with whipped topping, strawberries, and raspberry sauce.
Oh, yeah, we should have.
That would have probably been better than anything else that we
If had we do happen to go again, maybe we'll try that. We'll get that. Because I don't have anything against plant-based options. There are a lot at Disney, and a lot of them look really good.
That, to me, sounds better than any of the other dessert options had.
Like we kind of mentioned before, the scenery in there is really beautiful. It's great at night, I think.
Yeah.
Because it just kind of sparkles. Everything does. And the food, I don't know if I would, I don't know, I'd give it a good 7 out of 10, maybe.
Yeah, for a theme park food, it was good. It was cheaper than most character meals are.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
It was better than buffet food, I would say. And that seems to be the, from what I've read as far as reviews, the food has gone up a notch since it's not a buffet.
Yeah. If you want to go somewhere and you don't care about the dessert or salad, go here because their bread and their main meat dishes are pretty darn good.
Yeah. Just under $40. That includes your drinks and everything. And we even swapped. We got coffee with our dessert like we usually do it. At places like this because it's included in the price. Yeah, if you're wanting a good sit-down meal at not quite as high as some of the character meal prices, this place is somewhere to check out.
That'll do it
for
this episode. Yeah. If you enjoyed it, make sure you hit subscribe wherever you're listening to this. If you happen to be watching it on our YouTube channel, make sure you hit subscribe there as well. And go and find our previous episodes that are not on YouTube on our podcast channel.
Keep your ears on for future episodes.
And you will hear us in the next one. Bye.
See you later.